This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, a look at becoming an aggressive player on God's team. Our passage is 1 Kings chapters 17 through 19. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
Joe DiMaggio said recently that he was very proud of his hitting record in baseball, but he didn't have much regard for fielding records. And he gave this reason. The best outfielders are those who try for a lot of balls and, of course, make some errors in the process. He went on to recall one player for the White Sox who made only one error all season long. But, said DiMaggio, he never moved off the spot where his 2 feet were planted. If a person is going to accomplish anything in baseball or in life, he's going to have to be a man of action. And that's what I see in the life of Elijah the prophet, as we meet him in 1 Kings chapter 17 through 19. At that time in Israel, sin was right out in the open, marching up and down in the streets in defiance of the word of God. And into this mess, the Lord sent Elijah. What kind of man was he? Well, the book of James tells us that he was a man just like us, a man subject to passions as we are. So often we think that the people God uses are somehow different than us. We think they must have some special ability to resist temptation and stand up for what's right. But Elijah was a person with all the same emotions and struggles we have. Elijah was also a man of action, a man of a fiery spirit. He was not content to sit in his chamber and write memos to King Ahab. Elijah was right out there on the firing line, confronting the worst aspects of his world with the word of God and the power of God. And perhaps most important, Elijah was a man of prayer. His prayer kept rain from the land for 3.5 years, then brought it back. His prayer called the fire of God down from heaven in his confrontation with the prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel. The real power of Elijah was found in his prayer life, in his communion with God. He was not just a loud, angry voice condemning the sins of the nation. He was a humble servant of God, on his knees, pleading with the Lord to work miracles so that his people might come to repentance. And that's exactly the kind of person God is looking for today. An ordinary person, facing the same problems as anybody else, but a person of action and a person of prayer. Don't just stand in the outfield waiting for action to come your way. Take action to obey God's word and pray fervently, and God will use you just like He used Elijah. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
To encourage you in your daily discipleship, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's Daily Walk. Daily Walk guides your Bible reading and offers fresh insights on how to walk with Christ and share His love with others. Write The Navigator's, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigator's, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, how much does peer pressure affect your decision-making? Join us on Daily Discipleship.